Morning. This is Friday, May 17, 2013. You're dialed into Maximum Radio. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I want to extend a hearty welcome to all our prayer partners. Our theme for today is Waiting Upon the Lord. The Word of God tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Well, waiting upon the Lord, well, it simply means that we are always available to serve Him, always available to receive instructions from Him and directives from Him. That's what it means to wait. That's what a servant does. And so as we wait upon the Lord today, we shall have our strength renewed. We shall mount up on this day with wings as the eagles do. We'll be able to run as needed during this day and not be weary. We'll be able to walk and not faint. So our theme is waiting upon the Lord. For those of our partners that are already on, we just started something brand new on yesterday. The Lord really spoke to my heart about it, and I was thrilled as He downloaded into my spirit the meaning of His directive. The Lord wants us to become extremely intimate and close to Him, and in order to do that, we must get to understand and learn of Him more and more. And one of the ways in doing that is given to us by Old Testament teaching that really describes who He is to us by His various names. In Old Testament times, a name was not only identification, but identity as well. So the meaning behind God's names reveal His personality and His nature, his character, and we need that kind of information as we relate to Him on a daily, moment-to-moment basis, so that we are able to trust Him in a powerful way. Here's what Psalms 148 and verse 13 says about Him. It says, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven." That's Psalms 148:13. So in learning His names, we're actually praising His name. And His name alone is excellent according to that word. So I would suggest that our prayer partners, that we bring a notepad and pen or pencil, as the case may be, just to jot the name that we'll be using or meditating upon on a particular day. We have enough names that he has for a long time, but it really opens up one's spirit to receive information, to get a powerful download, so to speak, into one's spirit of his nature and his character. Just before, as we move into prayer, just before we do that, I will quickly give you the name for today. The name on yesterday was El Shaddai, and it meant All-Sufficient One, Lord Almighty God. That occurs about five times in the Old Testament, and it's all of those occurrences are in Genesis. However, today, the name that we want to meditate on today is El Elyon, and that is powerful. It is absolutely a powerful name, and it means that he's the Most High God, El Elyon. That's E-L, a space, then E-L-Y-O-N, El Elyon. And that occurs 28 times throughout the scripture. 19 of those occur just in the Psalms alone. And it means the Most High God. And there are times during this very day that you may have to remember that in particular circumstances and situations. Now, again, welcome to all our prayer partners, and our switchboard is very active. We're going to begin by going to our Father, entering his throne room on the conditions of extreme welcome and boldness on our part as well. And so we're going to begin with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, and it's called the Lord's Prayer. We begin with that. And during the course of our prayer time, if any one of you feel led to pray according to God's will and according to our agenda today, if you have a prayer burden or a prayer request, please feel free to let it be known. We will agree with you. We have a powerful space of agreement here. It says where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of blessing. And believe me, neighbor, there are more than two or three of us on here today. So let us begin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is a powerful teaching of the Lord, and in it, it covers a great deal of territory as it relates to our relationship with him. Now, we'll continue with putting on the whole armor of God today. You know, Ephesians, the apostle instructed us to corporately put on the whole armor of God. So we can ask God to help us today as we do that. We want the whole armor of God. Father, we thank you for what you've done for us, how you've made the way. You've made an everlasting way for us to be fully armed, fully protected, fully equipped. And so we thank you today for that, that we can be strong in the Lord and in the might of his power. So today we put on the full armor that you've given to us so that we can take our stand against every scheme and every plot of the adversary. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. So therefore, we put on the full armor that you've given to us, so that when the day of evil comes, we may be able to stand on your ground, not just ours, but your ground, and after we've done everything, to still stand and stand firm. So we put on the belt of truth, buckled around our waist. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put that in place. We have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, we take up the shield of faith, which can quench all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. And we take on the helmet of salvation. And finally, we reach and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we thank you for this gorgeous day that you've given to us. And we will stand. We're thankful for this day. You have made it, and we are rejoicing in it. And truly, truly, we're glad in it. So we praise your name. We give you all of the glory on this day that we have the victory in Jesus Christ. And all the believers join in and say, so let it be, or amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Just trust the Lord today. Sense the presence of the Lord in your atmosphere. Spread that and extend that atmosphere everywhere, every room, every mile, every conversation, every situation. Extend that atmosphere, knowing that God is ruling in it. And he not only rules, he overrules. So we can claim all authority over the enemy today. We can claim the authority. Our sins are forgiven. We are cleansed and washed in his blood. And we can speak to the enemy with confidence and let the enemy, whenever the enemy shows up, let the enemy know that he is trespassing and have no right to come near to you, near to anything that belongs to you, near to anyone that's part of your household. And they don't have to live in your house, as long as they're related in some kind of way and relationship. so that your complete atmosphere is covered by the blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as if it were a thick hedge of protection against all enemy spirits. Father, we thank you for the wedge that you've placed between us and the adversary, that he cannot penetrate. We speak the blood against Satan in Jesus Christ's holy name. It is written in God's word that no weapon formed against us can prosper, so we stand on the word of God. Lord, you are our shield and our buckler, according to Psalms 35 and verse 2. You also say in Deuteronomy 33 and 27 that you trust out the enemy and you say to us, destroy them. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, 13, to destroy the enemy, destroy all of his works, because Satan is a defeated foe. You have been defeated by the authority and power given to us in Luke 10, 18 through 20. We can command you to leave, according to Mark 16, 17. So we loose all of the demonic spirits and their activity to the abyss, to the dry places, all of their minions to the same, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask according to John 14, 13, to destroy all the dark destruction that came with the enemy. We thank you for cleansing us in your precious blood, for healing us, for restoring us, and sealing us up in your glory. So we ask you to shut out all demonic doors that need to be shut. Seal them so the evil spirits can never come through them again. We ask you to loose your ministering angels. Loose them on our behalf to surround us in the east, in the west, the north, and the south. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I don't know about all of our partners, and thank you all once again for being on with us. It's a wonderful day on the outside. The sun, at least in our area, is on the rise, and it's brightening up, and there's just a mild breeze that's moving through the trees, and we could see the squirrels out there going about getting breakfast. So there's a wonderful day that has welcomed each and every one of us. It's a day of victory. It's a day of further growth, development in our faith. So we thank you for being with us on today. Is there a prayer request? It would be a good thing to voice that right now. We're feeling very victorious and powerful. Now is a good time to allow that to manifest as a prayer request so that we can have the confidence that we are being heard on high. Any prayer requests out there? Or if you feel like you'd like to lift your voice heavenward in this great opportunity that we have here we're extended far and wide in our broadcasts, and someone is going to be touched by what you do and say on this day. We're getting lots of responses from far places as people dial in and listen. Some are not on the telephone. Some are just listening on their computers as well. And so God is doing something. He's stirring up something, and we want God to visit us across the globe. We need a divine and supernatural visit in a mighty way, and that's what we're looking for, and we are preparing ourselves. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and that's what we're doing. We're preparing the way for a visitation from the Lord, and that's why we're up early waiting on Him and having our strength renewed so that we can continue patiently and boldly to wait. So we thank you for joining us. I'm going to make a request and would ask you to agree with us concerning the prayer event on this Saturday at 6 p.m. sharp in Military Park. I was speaking on this a couple of days ago. It just blew my mind, and the Holy Spirit enlightened my understanding that we are in Military Park. The church at Newark has come together and is standing in Military Park. How great is that? Because we are in a conflict. We are standing against the adversary who has already been defeated but will not surrender. So we are in Military Park in the great city of Newark. Father, we thank you for this city. We thank you, Lord, that this city now is no longer a byword, but it's a detonator city. It's causing many wonderful things to happen in cities across the globe, from New Jersey to China, from New Jersey to Egypt, from New Jersey to South Africa. Across the globe, there's a movement of praying and adopting streets and highways. We're preparing your way, the way for your arrival. And Father, this Saturday, we stand on ground that we have claimed for the kingdom. We have resisted and continue to resist because of the strength and the power and authority that you've given to us. We resist the work of the adversary to keep this city and its inhabitants captive. But this city, the city of Jonathan Edwards, the city of John Owens, the city of David Brainerd, the city of the Stephen Cranes and the Freeland Hysings, the city that they said they founded to represent as close as possible your kingdom. Well, under that authority, we drink deep from that well on Saturday to reaffirm and reestablish your original intent for this great city and its inhabitants. So we are blessed to be living in the greater Newark area, to dwell here, and to be under your blessing and under your established order. On Saturday, Father, we place a hedge around Military Park. Right now, a hedge. A hedge not only of protection, but a hedge that defines a space where you know it's part of your kingdom. And we are on Military Park under your authority to lift up your name, and everything that we decree shall come to pass. You said we can decree a thing. Well, we will excitingly do so. We will make decrees concerning not only our city, the metro area, the state, the country, but for the entire globe. We thank you that the chains of darkness are being shattered. All of the yokes are being destroyed. Heaven breaks out on earth in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today. We bless your holy name. And we're believing that there will be a mighty turnout of believers to increase the power of agreement as we stand boldly, boldly in the face of the adversary. And we will use the power and strength that you've given to us. And you said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. And we will stand united in agreement for your entrance and your kingship, your rulership over this entire globe on that global day of prayer. So we thank you for this platform that you've given to us, that we can begin to intercede and begin to petition, begin to bring heaven down to Military Park on Saturday for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, so that there's a lasting aroma and atmosphere of your presence across this city that truly hinders, impedes, restrains the move of the adversary, so that the adversary must take up his weapons and run fast and far. From your people, from your sheep, those that have been brought back to you, such as us, and those that are still lost, they are your sheep. And we care that they would find what we found, the sweet salvation, the sweet relationship that we have and you have with us. So we thank you on this day and we bless your name. Well, we have about 90 seconds left, and I want to thank all of you for the sacrifice that you're making as our prayer partners. And what we're doing, we're carefully building a shield, not only around ourselves and our particular world and situations, but around our community, around our homes, around our families, around our nation, and around the globe. That's why this is called Global Time with Jesus Christ. And you are playing an important part in God's work and God's desire. That's what he saved you and I for, to function as not only kings, but priests unto him. And as priests, we represent God to the people and the people to God. We petition, just like Jesus petitions for us, even now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for us as we make intercession for God's vision to occur on this earth. So we thank you and we bless your name, and look forward to you having a victorious day. So thank you, and may God bless you richly. Amen. And
amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. The Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Thank you. I
thank
receive
you. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. Be blessed, Pastor. Have a blessed day.
Yes.
God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.